This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
And we are in our third hour of a Magic City Monday, a Dr. Martin Luther King Day. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, folks, one place to go, it's called AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. Rob, the Rams, they're reviewing a score, but they're on the verge. Looks like the ruling on the field is touchdowns. I may be behind, so I'm on the stream. But Rob G, let me know if
they ruled it good. What's the call?
Yeah, it's
been a whitewash so far. Yeah, I can't get over it. Arizona can't move the ball.
Yeah. Negative 3 yards in the first quarter, Rob. Rams got over 100. And OBJ had a 31-yard completion on that drive, Rob. Again, if you're the Browns, what are you thinking? Like, we couldn't do anything with this dude.
He's going there looking great. I think we talked about it before. You remember, I think we had a debate on whether or not he was still a star. And I said he was because I didn't think that it I said it would be one thing if they threw the ball, couldn't make plays or whatever. You know what I mean? He just didn't get the ball and he was always hurt. So I wasn't ready to write him off at that point. You know what I mean? Because he wasn't out there enough for me to be able to say he couldn't play anymore. And he seems to be healthy. He's getting the football and he's making plays. So somebody will have a good if the Rams re-sign him or he gets a deal or whatever, but
they
off
should,
of
should, although they'll off, get Robert Woods back.
Yeah,
too,
but. But there might be somebody with more money. You know what I mean? Like looking for a star receiver. So far, it's all nine plays and no yards. Basically, what is it? -3 yards or 9 plays? So they need a score. They got to stop the Rams to get back in the game. The game's not over. Still a lot of time to play, but you can't give up any more points without getting points on the board. So,
speaking of stars, Rob, let's go to the star, and that's back to the Dallas Cowboys. Losers yesterday in their home building as the favorites to the wild card San Francisco 49ers, who both you and I picked to beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, we just thought the matchup, both of us thought, oh, no, the 49ers can beat them. I didn't like the way they ended the game, Chris, because there was a lot of mistakes by the 49ers that gave Dallas life and a chance to come back. They could have been shocked in that game.
Your boy Shanahan, Kyle
terrible.
Shanahan.
Terrible.
He's an offensive genius, right? That's what everybody says, and I think he's good at that. But, Rob, time and time again, even the interception by Garoppolo that gave the Cowboys a chance.
Right.
You didn't have to throw in that situation. And Rob, he will run the football down the team's throat to get a lead. And then late in the game,
start throwing.
And it's almost like he wants to show off. Did he have Trent Williams going in motion yesterday? The tackle?
I don't get it. I don't get it.
What? Just play it straight, man. And here's what we all. Here's a few guys out there like that, right? Brandon Staley. Oh, yep. I'm gonna show you how smart I am.
I'm the smartest guy in the room.
If you win, you will get the credit. You will get the praise. Nobody's gonna care. I mean, yeah, it's nice when you can pull out all the bells and whistles, but if you win, that's all that matters, Rob. And granted, he's different because he's got such a legacy. Belichick ran the football. I don't know how many times they ran it that game, but he passed the football 3 times. He got credit.
Right.
It was the simplest game plan you could imagine.
And they won. And you know why he got credit? They won the game.
Right. He didn't care about, is the media going to kill me? Are the analytics guys going to say, I'm old-fashioned. I don't know what I'm doing. Right. No, win the game. But speaking of winning the game, obviously Dallas did not do that. And it was yet, Rob, another example of Dak Prescott losing a game to a good team. Dak's now 1-3 in the playoffs. And when San Francisco got up, Rob, 13-0, right? Now that totally throws a monkey wrench into Dallas's game plan to run the football, right?
Right.
Now you got to throw, and Dak, and you know I like Dak, and I think he's got all the intangibles and stuff, but he still cannot put them on his back and carry them with his arm. He just can't. And I used to say he was a game manager with playmaking abilities.
But there are game managers
that can't make plays. They can just be smart and not make mistakes. I thought he was a game manager that could run and have a big play here or there when you needed it, or throw a big play here or there.
But you did fall into it when he had those big, put up those big numbers.
I did say I think he's gone to elite. I backtracked on it. And yeah. I don't mind saying it.
No. I'm just saying, right, because he did put up big numbers, Chris. And I think a lot of people were like, oh, my God, look at what Dak's doing. But here we go, playoff time, and you just said it. He can't carry you, Chris. Sometimes you need a quarterback to win you a game. The defense ain't that great. The running game ain't working today. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to do this. He can't do it.
And, no, he can't.
And I think that's fair. I don't think that that's unfair at Dak. He's had a couple of opportunities. You just said it. 1-3 in the play, right? In the playoffs. It ain't like that was his first game and he just couldn't, whatever.
Right.
No, we've seen this act before and he struggles against the better teams. And we get it. You're not going to beat the better teams all the time, but you got to start mixing in a win every so often and being able to pull it out. And I just think Dak has shown us of a lot of people were very upset. One thing I did not like is when Dak didn't criticize fans for throwing stuff at the officials. Did you hear that?
Yeah, he criticized them when he thought they were throwing it at the players. And then when they threw it, when they told the reporters, told him no, they were throwing it at the officials, he said, good for them, or credit to them.
Credit to them. Now, Chris, that's not classy. I mean, you could disagree with the officials. You should never endorse people throwing stuff from the stands. I don't care. Officials, everybody's doing their jobs. And they were throwing at the Cowboys. You saw that.
I saw them throwing at the officials. I didn't see them throwing at the Cowboys, but they were okay.
There's video of fans as the players are going to the tunnel, Chris. They're throwing stuff at the Cowboys. One of the players has a helmet and has to deflect something coming.
Yeah, that was DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah.
But I think he even said he thought they were aiming that at the officials, but maybe he was just trying to make himself feel better.
Feel better about it, right. But I don't know where do you go with Dak Prescott? Home, dinner, a show? They paid him $75 million he got. Dude.
Well, hey, I'm gonna throw something at you. Let me quickly say this, because I co-signed what you said about his comment about the officials. I don't like the fans throwing stuff at the players or the officials, okay? But Dak, I think he's been a great leader for thus far in his career. I think he's been high character. He tends to say the right thing, but this time he was wrong. This was beneath him. Now maybe he was just frustrated and all that. I'm sure he was with what he thought was, they got jobbed by the officials, but you didn't get jobbed by the officials. And even if you did, it was the wrong thing to say. So he was wrong for that. But Rob, as far as Dak, let me throw something out at you. You're an advocate of the Seattle Seahawks trading Russell Wilson. And the latest story out there, Rob, is that, anonymous sources, Russ wants to look around.
I'm not. Are you surprised by that? You're not surprised.
It's just a trip.
I told you. And Seattle said that they're bringing back Pete Carroll.
If I'm in that situation, I think it's the agent. I know there was a story.
No, they're linking the stuff to those guys. You know that, Chris. All those agents are in bed with a lot of the NFL newsbreakers, right?
And so. If Dak wants, not Dak, Russ, you just got to come out and say it. But here's the deal. You're an advocate of Seattle trading Russ, because if he doesn't want to be there, you don't want him. Would you trade him for Dak? Both sides, if you're Cowboys and if you're Seahawks.
Yeah, but you got to get more than that if you're, to me, Russell Wilson is worth more. Even though he's older, Chris, he comes with experience. He comes with the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? I got to get a pick or something.
Right,
or two.
But you might get. Yeah.
But I would make. Yeah.
But the point is, with those two being the main thing.
Yeah, yeah, I would make
you
that.
You would make if you're Dallas, I definitely would.
If you're Dallas, you would bend over to make that. I mean, are you kidding? Right. And if you're Seattle, Dak is not that old, Chris. He's a young guy.
Now, remember, he's taking up all that cap space with his salary.
That's the only thing. That number is bad. You're right. That's the only thing. But I don't know how it – because Russ takes up a big number, too.
Not quite as much as Dak.
Do you know what the number is? Because we the last time we talked about
I think it's around
Rob
35.
G said, is it 35% of the cap?
No, $35 million.
Yeah. But Rob G said it was 17% of the cap for Russ. Do we know what Dak's cap number is?
Well, it's going to be more because he's going to be making more.
What
he's
is he making?
Be around
45?
40 once he starts 40? Getting, getting in that contract.
If you're the Cowboys, how do you feel now with that, the whole way, both of them, Ezekiel Elliott held out, right, and wound up getting paid. Dak got hurt. You didn't pay him when you could have, Chris, for like $28 million or $30.
Oh,
you
right.
didn't do that.
Yeah, we've
and
said
now,
that, yep.
Right, and now you look at where they are and look at the two young guys they had that were going to build the organization around, and now you're stuck.
Well, the only one I'm really, like, to me, Zeke is virtually shot.
So what would you do with him?
Zeke had 30. I wouldn't cut him because he's such a, his hit on the, you know, dead cap money is astronomical next year. What I would do, Rob, is I would keep him and Pollard and I would make Pollard the primary back. Now, I don't know. Is he too small to be that? I don't think so. But I would try to make Tony Pollard the primary back, and Zeke is my secondary back. You're still getting paid, so shut up and take the money and do your job. That's really how I feel. And then as far as Dak, look, I think the Cowboys can still win with Dak, but you just got to know what he is. Their game managers, Rob, that win. We know this, right? Joe Flacco. And I know, and again, he was a guy that could make some plays too, especially in that run to the Super Bowl, right? He was great. But I think Dak can be that. He's got the leadership. He's got the locker room. He's got the character. And he does have ability. He's just not Aaron Rodgers. He's just not Patrick Mahomes or maybe even a Josh Allen or somebody like that. But he is a good quarterback that I think you can win with. You've just got to strengthen your stuff around it.
Yeah. Everything. Is he everything has to be right quarterback? Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't say that.
You know what I mean? Like, is he one of those guys?
I hear you. I mean, like he is essentially a game man. Like I said, I think a game manager with playmaking abilities is the phrase I've always used for him.
Is he basically Jared Goff? That's what they used to say, right?
That he's different. You know, right? I think he's got more better intangibles than Goff. He obviously can make some plays with his legs. But, you know, he's so much different than Goff. It's hard for me to compare those two.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is I do think you can win with him. But we talked about it earlier, Rob. It's so much other mess going on.
But I do think
among all your problems, I don't think Dak is like in the top three.
But I'm still going to go back to Tony Dungy when Dak got hurt. I mean, it came off as cold, kind of cold and callous, right? But he said it, Chris. He said, "You remember this might be a blessing in disguise
team, right?
For the Cowboys, now they can get back to running the football. That's what he said, and he didn't mean like he wanted him to get hurt, but he was saying that's when that team 3 years ago, Chris or whatever it was, when they were at their peak and they were running right. and doing all that, and Dak was just kind of throwing what they needed him
year,
to.
They were
right."
Was that when they did they win 13 games?
That was the one, and they won the playoff game, didn't they?
They beat Seattle. Yeah, there's no doubt. Rob, when you don't have one of those ultra elite gunslingers, then that's you run the football. What does San Francisco do to win? Run the football. Jimmy G's pretty good, but he ain't elite.
Am I right?
Run the football.
Jimmy G didn't throw a touchdown, did he, in this game? They won without him throwing a touchdown.
No. Debo ran for one. They had two, I believe. Debo ran
for
one.
Am I right? I don't think he threw for a touchdown, Chris.
I'll look it up, but I don't think he did. I think you're right. But he played all right till he almost gave it away at the end with that interception.
That was a bad interception.
But that's what you do. Ryan Tannehill, he's pretty good, right? But you need Derrick Henry in that run game. Baker Mayfield. Now, he's not as good as Dak and these guys yet, but you need that run game. Like, that's what you do when you don't have the elite guy. And so, yeah, the Cowboys certainly need to get that run game, but I don't think they can get there with Zeke, Rob. So what would your view, like, if I'm the Cowboys, sure. If Russell Wilson falls in my lap, I'm making that trade.
Okay.
But I'm not like fretting over, we got to get a better quarterback. I do think they can win with Dak.
If I'm the Cowboys.
And Jimmy G did not have a touchdown.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I'm rethinking Dak Prescott as my guy going forward. If I could upgrade the quarterback position, I would. I think it's clear that he's a good quarterback, middle of the pack, you know, beats up on bad teams. But a lot of quarterbacks can do that, Chris. And I don't think where the Cowboys want to go, he's going to beat some of the better quarterbacks, especially in the NFC. I don't see it. And if I could upgrade, I would move away from Dak. I'm not saying cut him, you don't have a quarterback, and just do that. You got to have a game plan and somebody else in mind. But to say that Dak's going to play the rest of his career in Dallas and we're stuck with him no matter what, if I could upgrade the quarterback position in Dallas, because they have a lot of other talent.
Okay, would you go for Deshaun Watson? Would you get rid of Dak for Deshaun?
Yeah, if he can play, if he would have paid off all those people a year ago, what are you doing now? Chris, you went from, I'm going to clear my name, I'm not settling, to, hey, can I write you a check? Like a year later.
Well, that was you know, in October when he thought he might get traded to Miami. So, all right, let's throw it out to the callers. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Should the Cowboys look to upgrade this offseason from Dak Prescott? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store.
Game on.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
And this one's looking ugly, Rob.
Well, yeah, 21. No, you can't give that one up. That's a killer right there. That's
yeah,
a killer.
That play, that's a tough one. All right, we got our man Dayton Jones, former NFL defensive lineman, joining us now. Dayton, what's happening, man?
How you?
What's up, Mike, guys? How are you guys doing?
We are great. It's great to have you on. And look, we're going to get to all these playoff teams, and you played for most of them. Green Bay, San Francisco, Dallas. You played for all of them and Las Vegas. But we're going to focus. Let's start with the Cowboys, and we may just stay there. There's so much to get to.
Pretty ugly.
All the way.
First of all, what'd you think of that call at the end of the game to run a quarterback draw? Did you think that was a bad call or just poorly executed?
Well, you know what? When I first saw it on TV, I said, I don't know what they're doing. And then when they showed the replay, I got a chance to really observe what defense the 49ers were in. And they were in the picket fence defense where you pretty much guard the sidelines.
Right.
You know, you got first-level help, second-level help, and third-level help. And pretty much in that defense, the middle of the field is completely wide open. And if all the receivers block, you know, Dak probably even goes probably to the 5 or 1 yard line. You know, during that time, what threw me off, though, was the management – which, you know, you guys already know, I played for Mike McCarthy for years, and every day that was an emphasis in practice was clock management. And to be fair, you know, it takes a special quarterback to be in that situation. You know, I've seen Aaron Rodgers pull that off 2 times in 1 season, you know. So and during that time, you know, Dak has to, you know, calm
that
his
play, Dayton, that play?
I saw him throw 2 Hail Marys in
okay,
one season.
Right,
you know,
yep.
From, you know, one from the middle of the field during the Detroit Lions game.
I remember that one, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then in the playoffs to Randall Cobb in the back of the end zone, you know. So, you know, I actually saw him do it 3 times against the Arizona Cardinals in the playoffs as well, you know. but during that time, you know, Dak has to, you know, be a game clock manager and understand the situation. And during that situation, I believe that the center tried to set the ball first, whereas, you know, Dak should have got the ball to the ref and, you know, let him set it. You know, there was a lot of commotion going on, but, you know, that shaves time off the clock from guys getting set and the ball being snapped to get that one last play, you know?
Right.
Well, let's talk about the Cowboys and we talked about Dak. You know, there was a lot of debate early on. People thought, okay, because Dak has put up some big numbers against mostly the also-ran teams, have struggled a little, you know, a lot against the better teams. What kind of quarterback? Is he just a middle-of-the-pack quarterback? Chris at one point thought he might be elite and is en route to elite. He's changed. Chris doesn't think that anymore. I never thought he was elite. What do you think? What kind of quarterback? Is he in the top 15 or is he somewhere in the middle or the bottom 15?
I say he's in the top 7. You know, I'm not going to say top 5.
Top 7?
Top 7. Wow. Top 7. You know, when he has all the right weapons, Dak is very elite. You know, he's coming off a tough injury, you know, that causes a lot of psychological issues. Do I want to run? Do I not want to run? You know, and yesterday he took off for a touchdown, and that was like the first time where, you know, Cowboys fans were even surprised, like, wow, did Dak just take off? You know, so Now, I think that if that's something he incorporates next year in his game where he starts to run more like the like his old self, now he has defenses confused because, I mean, you know, the Cowboys were missing one of their elite receivers, which is a young star in Michael Gallup. You know, a lot changes. I saw Dak throw a pass downfield in crunch time that, you know what, that's where I said, man, the game is over right there where C.J. Wilson drops that pass. You know, and it's just, I mean, Cedric Wilson drops that pass, and it's like, ah, like you need those kind of plays, you know. And if he pull that off, you know, the conversation is definitely different. But Dak, you know, he's top seven right now, and he puts up a lot of yards. He has a great receiver core around him. I think that the Cowboys need to run the ball more, you know, get Zeke more involved, you know. Does Zeke still have it?
Because I think next year they should make Pollard the top back.
You know
Zeke
what?
Still use Zeke, but come on, he don't have that much left, it looks like.
You know what? He's coming off a tough knee injury, you know, and Zeke is a very explosive guy when he's healthy. And I think that you got to go with your guys who got you there in the playoffs. You know, he's a centerpiece. You know, he had 1,002 yards this season. You know, it really didn't look like it, but you know,
it sure didn't.
It's tough to put up 1,000 yards.
What
in the
was
it? Didn't look like
was it 1,000 yards, you know, 5 yards at a time?
Did
what
you
was
just
it?
Get off the phone with Zeke and Dak, man? Come on.
Nah, you know, I'm a defensive coordinator when I'm watching this film, you know, so I pretty much know a lot of guys' stats around the league, you know. Man, it's tough, but, you know, it definitely looks like Zeke has lost a step, you know, but yes. I'm not going to hold that film. You know, anybody else who puts up over 1,000 yards is, you know, pretty much elite in my book in this game.
How about
all right,
this?
Let me get Dan, you mentioned you played several years for Mike McCarthy. A lot of people, and you mentioned you worked on clock management. That seems to be one of his weaknesses, though. There are some people that want him out. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. I'm fine with that. But what do you say to those that say, look, the Cowboys need to fire McCarthy and get a new coach?
I would say that you guys, whoever's saying he needs to be fired, you guys got to be patient. You know, he's done a lot in his campaign so far with the Dallas Cowboys, and he's rebuilding an entire culture that wasn't his players. You know what I mean? He got there with guys who already picked, and now he's there. He can pick his group of guys. You know, he's coming from a culture, a draft and development culture in Green Bay. You know, Green Bay normally don't pick up free agents. And for Mike McCarthy coming in, his mentality is, we need to win the Super Bowl. Mike McCarthy is a Hall of Fame football coach. And I think that the Dallas Cowboys need to keep coaches around Dallas a little bit longer, you know, if they want to see a Super Bowl. You know, Mike McCarthy is a great coach. He's a great players coach. You know, when he comes in the locker room, he gives the players the reins over the team, you know, and he's a preparation coach. He expects, yeah, he's going to be loose and certain things that he does, but he expects that the players take it amongst themselves to be prepared. And it just seems like they didn't come out prepared this, you know, and playoff football. And that was an emphasis when I was in Green Bay playing from under McCarthy, was the preparation is dire. And you need to be on your toes at all moments. You know, it's playoff football. Heightened senses need to be raised and guys need to be ready to play and understand their assignment.
One last thing, and we only got 30 seconds. They led the league in penalties of the Cowboys, and they had 14 in the playoff game, even pre-snap penalties and stuff. Who do you blame for that? Is that coaching or is that just players?
That's a player. That's a focus issue. When you get in the playoffs, you don't really have so many times to mess up. It really sometimes comes down to one player, one drive. You know, and, you know, Randy Gregory got a few big penalties. I can even go down to where it was third down, and all they needed to do was get a stop, get off the field, and even give Dak, you know, a little bit more time. And, you know, Randy Gregory gets the defensive holding. You know, earlier in that game, I believe it was third down, and he got an offside, a neutral zone infraction. And it's just like, your focus has to be at an all-time high because it really comes down to one play, you know.
All right. That's our man, Dayton Jones, former NFL defensive lineman. We appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right, brother. Peace. Don't look now, Rob, but the defending Super Bowl champions are rounding in the form. We'll get into that next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we're brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Every game, match, race, and competition, it is always on. Whoever you root for, whatever sport you love to watch, the biggest games are even bigger in the city of Las Vegas. So make sure to plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. All right, Rob, one of the games we haven't talked about was Tampa Bay and Philadelphia. We did mention it was a rout, 31-15. Tampa Bay up 31-0 after three quarters, and then Philadelphia scored 15 points and meaningless points in the fourth quarter.
Right, right. That game wasn't close.
No. And I thought Tampa Bay looked good. And you can say this, Rob, about a lot of teams that played this weekend. You know, Kansas City had beaten Denver on a 86-yard, I think, fumble recovery. Remember that return for a touchdown?
Yep.
To beat Denver. They had lost to Cincinnati. So they needed a good win, and they got it, right? They go out there and they pummel Pittsburgh. Buffalo, you know, had been up and down all season. You mentioned it before. They lost to Jacksonville. So they needed a good win. They got it, obviously, destroying the Patriots. And the same thing can be said for Tampa Bay. We know they ended the season pretty strong, but they barely beat the Jets, you know, beat them by four. They lost to the Saints. I mean, that was, you know, a month ago now. But still, they got shut out by the Saints. I think it was good for them to go out here and get a big win. And I thought they looked really strong. I get it. It was the Eagles. But I thought, and even, I mean, Brady was fine. I mean, you give him time, he did what he does. He was surgical. But I like the defense. And that's been a problem for them this year. But with Levante David back, Jason Pierre-Paul, Shaq Barrett, I thought, Rob, the defense looked stout. Kind of like it did last year in the playoffs. And that was for a guy that picked him to get back there to the Super Bowl. That warmed my heart. They you know, Philly, one thing they can do is run the football. And they kept them from running the football and so held them to 95 yards. And it was even much fewer than that in the first three meaningful quarters. So I thought Tampa Bay looked like they might be rounded into form, even with a lot of the injuries. Fournette didn't play and a few others.
Yeah, I don't know. I just couldn't gauge it. I mean, they did what they were supposed to do to a team that I didn't even think was really a playoff team. Look at their schedule, Chris, the wins they had down the stretch. They didn't beat anybody. Like it's just one of those. And I'm not – you know what? Tampa did what it's supposed to do, but I don't think that you can gauge yourself against them. They have to play the Rams next week. That'll
you
be
already,
a different game.
You already.
Oh, that game's over.
Really?
Are you kidding? Yes.
Wow.
That game's
over. Wow.
They can't move the ball, Chris. His numbers.
This is a bit stunning.
No, his not right.
This
I mean, he's
stunning.
Seven for Kyler Murray. Should be getting his baseball equipment and then hoping that the lockout
Stop.
Is over.
You wish.
Chris, 7-17.
Oh, it's bad.
And it's well, let me give you, hold on. It's so ugly. It ain't even ugly. You know what? It's fugly. Okay, that's how bad it is. Kyler, 7-17 for 28 yards, two interceptions, and a pick six. His quarterback rating is 9-9. That comes before 10. 9.3. Come on.
1.6 yards per attempt, Rob.
I mean, are you kidding me? Seriously.
-1 yards rushing.
You can't just crazy. Crazy bad, like they
this
didn't even show
This is stunning,
up.
Because
There's
I
no
really
way
thought to... this was going to be a competitive game. And look, we'll see. I mean, can they make it competitive in the second half? But I tell you what, too, and as much as I liked what Tampa did this weekend, if I were them, I would have been wanting Arizona. And I say that I was thinking that before this game, Rob.
You said what? You would want
I think if I was Tampa Bay, I would have rather play Arizona.
Okay.
The Rams, you know, they got all that firepower. They're going to test. Now, that's when I talked about Tampa's defense. They're going to have to be back to what they were. They're going to have to be back to what they were last year to beat the Rams.
So you would think that it would be a tough. Who would be favored? The Tampa would be favored in that game or no?
Tampa be the home team. I'm guessing Tampa just because they're at home and they'll have Brady.
But just 3 points or 2.5, whatever.
Yeah, I think it'll be close. I mean, that's going to be a good game. And like I said,
it's going to be a good game. Right. We keep seeing all these terrible clunkers.
Yeah. I don't know what this is because this one is one you wouldn't have thought that was going to be the case. But Kyler, and you know what the big story is going to be in Arizona the offseason. What's wrong with Kingsbury's teams?
No, and
Why do they keep falling apart?
He has to be looked at, Chris. That's another situation. His teams have faded and have not played well in the second half every year, and it goes back to college and Texas Tech. So this is like something's wrong. Something's wrong.
I don't know how to explain that. I mean, I don't think that's adjustments.
I don't know.
Kyler, I think there's a question with Kyler. Like, he's banged up a lot toward the end of the year. You know what I mean? I mean, he missed games this year, came back. Last year, he played through some injuries, but he was banged up. He's small. He's got to stay healthy. All right, it's the Odd Couple signing off on a Magic City Monday. Happy Martin Luther King Day. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.